Number 97 from October 2006, The Crocodile Hunter. I must say that I was recently shocked and saddened at the death of internationally known conservationist Steve Irwin. Most of you probably knew him better as The Crocodile Hunter. His Crocodile Hunter Diaries television show was wildly popular, largely because of Steve's thick Australian accent, his enthusiasm for wildlife in all forms, and his absolute fearlessness in dealing with ferocious and dangerous animals. Steve was able to change the perception people had about many of the less glamorous but extremely deadly species, such as snakes, sharks, lizards, and of course crocodiles. His raw enthusiasm and love of all of these unique animals drew people to his way of thinking. Folks couldn't help but come to a grudging admiration of these creatures because of Steve's infectious grin and gushing descriptions. The phrase, "Crikey, she's a beauty," became household words. The phrase, "she's getting really aggressive," signaled a tussle with an animal that would make most of us wet our pants if we had to trade places. Steve was a deeply spiritual person who loved all of God's creatures and referred to them as such. He also displayed unabashed love for his wife and kids and respect for his parents. If only we could all become as passionate about what we do as he was. If only the church could be as passionate about its mission as Steve was, I have thought many times. Did Steve make mistakes? Sure he did. He got in trouble with the media for taking his infant son in with him to feed crocodiles. He had a couple other brushes with the hypersensitive media as well. But still, he was a great ambassador for nature and wildlife and literally gave his life for it. I think another lesson we can learn from the Crocodile Hunter is, in fact, from the way that he died. After the thousands of dangerous jobs Steve did with wildlife, one would certainly have thought that he would have died in the jaws of a crocodile, or at the very least, a shark or a poisonous snake. But no, he died from the sting of the pussycat of the seas, the stingray. It is the height of irony that one of the most passive animals on Earth, the stingray, was Steve's undoing. The parallel I see for the rest of us, particularly in the Christian church, is that we tend to take too lightly those things that we believe are not really that dangerous to our faith or our life. We oftentimes do a better job on the big temptations in life or on the bigger problems in life. Do you not find it to be true for you that it is not really the big things in life that get you down, but the pileup of a whole bunch of little things? Do you not find that when things are going well and you feel you are in no spiritual danger, that is when you fall? Like the crocodile hunter, we need to watch out for life's stingrays.